Govinda Kund is behind us. Bhargava Samhita is giving a very nice falshruti, or benefit of hearing, or benefit of an activity. So it's telling there, by seeing Govardhan Hill, one will never again experience birth and death in the material world. So the village that we passed through, when we turned right, that was the and we walked through also, that very big village behind us. It's called Anyor. And Anyor means, give me more, give me more. So that we discussed last night, when Krishna, when everyone was worshipping Giriraj, then Krishna manifested a huge form of himself among standing atop of Govardhan. Then everyone, he was eating so many thousands of kachoris and all the anukut, all the mountains of rice and puris and sabji and halava and sweet rice and rasgullas and burfi and pakoras and chutney and all the other good things. And then and then he was reaching out his huge arms, and with his open hands he was saying, Anyor, 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 give me more, give me more. So after this pastime, this entire village, this village is called Anyor. And all the Babajis, many Babajis and Gaudi Vaishnavas live here at Govindakund, and they go to do Madhukari at this village of Anyor, because Krishna blessed the people in the village after he ate the offerings there. He said, anyone in this village, they'll never go hungry, and they'll always be satisfied. So therefore, the Babas, they find good free food in this village of Anyor. This is the place where Indra was exonerated or freed from his apurad, or his offense to Krishna and the Brijvasis. Because he came here after Krishna set down Govardhan Hill. Then Indra, feeling very frightened and very ashamed of his atrocities against Vrindavan and against Krishna, he came here accompanied by his elephant carrier Airavata, and also one beautiful cow from the heavenly planets, Surabhi. So then when they came here, when Indra goes somewhere, it's not a small thing. So all the demigods and demigoddesses, they also came here to accompany Indra. So in Gopal Champu and also in Ananda Vrindavan Champu, this elaborate Abhishek of Krishna is described very beautifully. So all the demigods came here, and their wives and the rishis, the dancing apsaras, great munis like Narada, they came here to perform the Maha Abhishek of Krishna. Govardhan Hill provided a singhasan. One of the rocks of Govardhan Hill became the singhasan for Krishna to sit on during the bathing. Varuna Dev held a beautiful pearl and diamond bedecked white umbrella above Krishna's head. Vayu and his servants, they were fanning Krishna from all sides. Panchajanya, Lord Narayan's conch shell, appeared there in human forms, and blew conch shells in all directions. Lord Narayan descended, and he manifested himself as unlimited ghee lamps to offer aarti to Krishna. The seven oceans and all rivers and holy lakes manifested celestial forms carrying golden pots full of water to bathe Krishna, Sahasra Tirtha Jal. Bhumi Mata, Mother Earth, she brought seven pots of precious jewels and seven plates carrying seven kinds of earth. Auspicious trees like banyan and peepal, they came in personified forms and they offered their leaves to Krishna. The Van Devis, the sylvan goddesses or the forest goddesses, they brought pots of fruit juice and coconut water. Many Kalpa Vrikshas and Kamadenus assumed human forms and stood with folded hands. Mount Sumeru came and offered Krishna a new set of clothes made of gold. Personification of Mansarovara came and offered a garland of golden lotus flowers. Agni Dev came and manifested many fragrances and nice agarbatis, incense. Garuda Dev came with his large golden wings and he spread a canopy over Krishna. Surabhi Mata, she offered Panchagavya, five products from the cow. The chaste celestial ladies such as Aditi, Parvati, Arundhati, Anusuya, Gayatri, and Saraswati, they all bathed Krishna with Panchamrit and Panchagavya. Then they applied fragrant oils and powders on Krishna. Then the four Kumaras bathed Krishna with Ganga Jal. Finally, the universal mothers, the Jagat Matas, they held a large plate which had 1,000 holes in the bottom. It was like Sahasra Jal that we do when we have Abhishek. 1,000 holes in the bottom over Krishna's head, and they bathed Krishna with a rain bath. Many virgin girls from the celestial planets, they dried Krishna's body and dressed him in fresh cloth and adorned him with flower garlands, ornaments, and sandalwood paste. While all this grand puja was going on, Krishna was just tolerating it, but he was not very much interested. Being separated from his cows and coward boyfriends and the gopis, Krishna was not happy. He tolerated this Raj Abhishek only for the satisfaction of the demigods. After the demigods left, then all the coward boys came to this place, Govindakund, and they found all these huge chamaras and conches and umbrellas and all the puja paraphernalia scattered on the ground, left by the demigods. With great curiosity, the coward boys picked up the large chamara fans and other type of puja paraphernalia, and they started worshipping Krishna in different ways with great love. All the while, they were singing the most sweet Brajbhasha songs. Meanwhile, the demigods were hiding in the clouds, observing the intimate, loving puja of the coward boys being offered to Krishna. Seeing the intimacy and seeing how satisfied and how happy Krishna was with the coward boys' puja, the demigods became extremely embarrassed at their feeble attempt to worship Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj and some other elderly gopas, they came here on the scene, and they saw all of this elaborate, very costly, diamond-studded, gold-handled chamara whisks, and all kinds of huge ghee lamps, all made of solid gold and emeralds. And they asked the coward boys, where did all this puja paraphernalia come from? And they said, Nanda Baba, we were out chasing the cows. Krishna was here, so we don't know exactly what happened, but we just came here and found all these costly items. Then Mada Mangal, who was actually there, he witnessed everything. He said, listen, Nanda Baba, I'll explain what everything that happened. First thing that happened is this huge white cow descended from the sky and stood in front of Krishna and started speaking something in Sanskrit. And Nanda Baba said, a cow flying in the sky and a cow speaking Sanskrit? Mada Mangal, really? I think you ate too many laddus. No, listen, I'm telling the truth. Not only that, then one guy came over here, had 1,000 eyes all over his body. Nanda Baba said, 1,000 eyes? You sure it wasn't two? No, he had eyes on his arms, eyes on his knees, eyes on his legs, and eyes on his feet also. Then Nanda Baba said, hey, you expect me to believe that? Well, there's more, Nanda, listen. There was one large white elephant that came flying out of the sky. He had four trunks. He dropped out of the sky and started spraying Ganga water all over the place. Then Nanda Maharaj said, come on, Hare Madhu Mangala. What are you trying to do? Are you writing a script for a Walt Disney movie? So then, listen. There was another weird-looking guy. He had four heads. And there was another guy with five heads. And they stood before Krishna offering prayers. It's Panch Chaturmukh Brahma and Panchamukh Shiva. After offering Krishna stutis and stotrams and various prayers, then all of these interesting personalities, they started bathing Krishna in a royal abhishek. So Nanda was, Nanda Baba, he couldn't really believe his ears. He was really doubtful. He was thinking that Mada Mangala was just pulling his leg, you know, just joking with him. But suddenly there was an Akashvani, an aerial voice from the sky, said, oh Nanda Maharaj, as we coronated your son and gave him the name Govinda, because he is the king of the cows and senses, now you should coronate Krishna as the king of Braj. So they did. All the coward men installed Govindas as the king of Braj. Mother Yashoda offered the artik to Krishna. Then all the Rishvasis returned to Nandagram.
So,
in this place, at Govindakund, this is a place where Indra was forgiven for his grave aparad, and this is a place where Krishna received the name Govinda. Before this, he was called Gopal and Damodar and Nandadulal, Yashodanandan, Nandanandan, many names, but this name was given to him when he was 7 years old. Right after the Govardhan Leela, he got the name Govinda from the age of 7 on. Of course, when Indra said, actually, or this Akashvani, or all the demigods agree in agreement with Indra, they all gave this name Govinda. Govinda means the king of the cows, or the controller of the senses. So this is actually a fact when you think about it. Because indirectly, Indra was actually appointing Krishna as the king of all the demigods. Because saying that Krishna is the king of the cows, and the king of Braj, which is full of cows, Golok, Brajagokul, he was saying that actually Krishna is the king of the demigods, because in the body of the cow, all the 33 crores of demigods, all the 33 million demigods live in the body, in the ear, in the hoof, in the head, in the chest, in the back. All the different demigods live there. So by appointing Krishna the king of the cows means automatically they were appointing him and accepting Govinda as the king of all the devatas. On the southern bank of Govindakund is the place where Madhavendra Puri came here and spent a short time doing his bhajan, his Nam Bhajan and Leela Smaran. So who was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri? Ishwar Puri was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And who is a disciple of Ishwar Puri? Gauranga! Gauranga! So this, where we stayed in the Dharmashala, that town is called Yatipur. Yatipur means the town of the Yati. Yati means renunciate or sannyasi, because it's named in honor of Madhavendra Puri, who lived over here. So as a sannyasi, Madhavendra Puri, he followed a very strict vow of renunciation or self-control, and technically it's called Ayachaka Vritti. This is the vow or vritti of not begging any food from anywhere, just sitting in one place doing bhajan, and anything that comes your way, if some chickpeas roll in front of you or a piece of fruit, then you eat it. It's also, this word ayachaka means python, because there's a type of snake that just lies in the path. And if something comes his way, then he opens his mouth and eats it. One time, Madhavendra Puri was sitting here in his bhajan place, Baitak, his sitting place, for 3 days, day and night. He was completely absorbed and meditating on Krishna, chanting the holy name, meditating on Krishna. He was completely unconscious of his body. He didn't drink any water, he didn't sleep, and he didn't eat anything for 3 consecutive days. On the 4th day, at about noon, a dark complexion, a little young boy with a sham complexion, he came here and he said, "Baba, Baba, listen, my mother saw you here, and she sent me with this pot of milk. So you please drink this pot of milk, and later, I have to go cowherding now, Gocharan Leela, but later I'll come back and collect my pot." I forgot one line. Krishna, this little boy, whoever he is, this little boy who bought this pot of milk, he also said, "Oh, Baba, in Braj no one ever goes hungry." And this is a fact. In Braj no one ever goes hungry. That's why so many saints and sons, they collect over here. Because there is in the swabhav, or the nature of the Brijvasis, is if some sadhu baba comes to their house and says, "Radhe, Radhe, Radhe," doing madhukari, then they will give him something, some roti or some chach or buttermilk or something. But if you go to other places, this tradition is not there. It's a very unique and special tradition in Braj Mandal, this madhukari. And it's because of Krishna's blessings. After the Govardhan Anukut, he blessed Aniyori, said no one will ever go hungry, and that included all of Braj. So Krishna Krishna's telling Baba, in Braj no one goes hungry. If you go to Navadvip, or you go to Jagannath Puri, or you go to Dwarka, and you knock on a door and say, Radhe, Radhe, or Jai Jagannath, or Haribol, Haribol, people come out with a stick and say, hey, jao. They don't have any idea of Madhukari or giving free food to Sant. They're nowhere. You can go all over Navadvip, door to door. Hey, get out. What are you doing? Call the police. Or some thief has come to my door. But here in Braj Mandal, you can go in any village. We went on a parikrama to Bandiravan the other day, and we were just sitting there having Harikatha. We didn't beg anything. And three or four ladies came from their houses. They bought 15 liters of buttermilk. Then they bought 10 kilos of sabji. Then they bought 2 kilos of makhan, fresh butter. Then they bought 25 rotis and sat them next to me while I was speaking. I said, well, I'm losing my interest in Harikatha. I see all this makhan there, and it's so fresh butter, just made. And they make it from yogurt, not from milk, like in the West they make from milk. They make yogurt, and they churn the yogurt and make butter. It's so tasty. It's really tasty. Western butter, when we hear about Krishna stealing butter, we think, butter, it's not so nice. You know, it's like, okay, put on your toast or whatever, or chapati. But if you've ever had Indian butter, then you can understand it. It's worth stealing. It's really worth stealing. It's because we grew up on Western butter and very good quality butter like Australia, Russia, everything. But it's not in no comparison. We can't say that makhan and butter, there's nothing same. But when you take yogurt and you churn yogurt and make that into butter, oh, it's another world's experience. If I grew up and I knew that people had this in their house, I would definitely break in and steal it. So no one goes hungry in Braj. If you go to Navadvip, you may starve to death. So Madhavendra Puri, he was amazed by the sweet talk and pleasing appearance and behavior of that boy. And he was thinking, I've never, ever seen such a beautiful boy in my whole life. When Madhavendra Puri drank that milk, he became overwhelmed with Krishna prema. And he started crying, hey Bhagavan, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. That night, the boy returned. Oh, excuse me. Night came, and the boy did not return to pick up the milk pot. Madhavendra Puri was wondering, oh, what happened to that darling little boy? That night, on the banks of Govindakund, Madhavendra Puri, he was chanting late at night, and he dozed off for a few seconds, like we do sometimes. When we're chanting, not so late in the night, maybe early in the morning. But during those few moments that he dozed off, he had a beautiful dream. And he saw that same boy in the dream. And in the dream, the boy told him, I am Gopal, Nandanandan. My other name is Nathji. Although long ago, King Bhadranav installed me on top of Girirajaji, the Pujaris hid me in the bush out of fear of the Mughals. I am very hungry and very hot and uncomfortable. I've been waiting for a long time for you to come and serve me. Suddenly the boy disappeared. Madhavendra Puri awoke from his dream and he collected his thoughts, thinking, oh, this is not an ordinary dream, because actually I understand that in Vrindavan dreams are reality, and outside of Vrindavan reality is a dream. So he gathered a few Brijbasis, and they went in the bush in the kunjas, and they dug the earth, and they found the most beautiful deity of Sri Nathji. Madhavendra Puri arranged to begin the Seva Puja, the worship of this deity, Nathji, on top of Govardhan Hill, and built a beautiful temple there, his followers. And then over time, that temple, for different desire of the Lord, Sri Nathji moved to Rajasthan, to the village of Nathdwara. So you can see the same deity of Madhavendra Puri revealed in the village of Nathdwara. So this pastime took place here. So this is Govinda Kund, and then after this we'll attempt to walk along Giriraj in the inside path. We may get flooded out here and there, but we'll try. And there are many, many other pastimes, and we'll, from here, the next place we'll go is to Surabhi Kund. Surabhi Kund is where we'll take breakfast and hear maybe some Harikatha if there's any time left. And that will conclude, basically almost conclude our parikrama when we walk a little further. So the, of course we're not bathing here. But you keep it in mind, in Garga Samhita it says there's a boon that was given after this bathing. And Krishna said, anyone who bathes in Govinda Kund, you can do Manasi Snan also, or put on our heads with the idea or the meditation that it's not really a bath, but in your mind you can think I'm going in and put some water on your head. But it says there in Garga Samhita, anyone who bathes in the Govinda Kund will attain a spiritual body, like Krishna, but it means he will attain a spiritual body and go to the spiritual world. Because this water of this kund, Govinda Kund, is actually Govinda Charanamrita. This is the water and the milk and the water that were used in all the other substances, which bathe Krishna's body. They all collected over here and formed this beautiful kund. So this kund is like touchstone or chintamani. It is Charanamrita, a very, very special place. And here in Govardhan, the two most important places for bhajan, for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, are Radhakund and Govindakund. So everyone should mentally bathe here and also pour water on your head and take some in the mouth. We would humbly encourage all of the devotees at one time or another or many times to come to this holy place of Govindakund, spend a whole afternoon here or even spend a few days, because it is extremely sublime and powerful spiritual tirtha, a holy place in all of Braj Mandal. There are many Siddha Mahatmas living here. They were previously living at Radhakund, but because of the congestion of present-day Radhakund and the noise, and it's really changed a lot. Even I've seen since I first came in 77, the Radhakund is really a very busy place. So they migrated here, they migrated south to Govindakund to absorb themselves in their internal bhajan. So this place is saturated with their meditation, their vibration, and I've spent sometimes many days myself here staying with one friend. And a very, very special place, Govindakund. Here, look at Govardhan and sitting on the banks of the Kund, it still has that sublime, that perceivable, even from a dull-headed personality of Kali Yuga. You stay here for all day or even several days and you can understand how sublime, how transcendental, how sweet, how spiritual is this place, Govindakund. Shri Govindakund ki Jai. Shri Maravendra Puri Pada ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Shri Guru Parampara ki Jai.